理课堂听 class.com。
Here you are, Olaf, said one of the white-faced women. What in the world are you doing?
I'm just disciplining these orphans, Count Olaf said. I asked them to make dinner, and all they have made is some disgusting sauce. You can't go easy on children, the man with the hook hand said. They must be taught to obey their elders.
The tall, bald man peered at the youngsters.
Are these, he said to Count Olaf, those wealthy children you were telling me about?
Yes, Count Olaf said. They are so awful. I can scarcely stand to touch them.
With that, he lowered Sunny, who was still wailing, to the floor. Violet and Klaus breathed a sigh of relief,that he had not dropped her from that great height.
"I don't blame you," said someone in the doorway.
Count Olaf rubbed his hands together, as if he had been holding something revolting instead of an infant.
"Well, enough talk," he said. "I suppose we will eat their dinner, even though it is all wrong. Everyone, follow me to the dining room, and I will pour us some wine. Perhaps by the time these brats serve us, we will be too drunk to care if it is roast beef or not."
"Hurrah!"
cried several members of the troop, and they marched through the kitchen, following Count Olaf into the dining room. Nobody paid a bit of attention to the children, except for the bald man, who stopped and stared Violet in the eye.
"You're a pretty one," he said, taking her face in his rough hands. "If I were you, I would try not to anger Count Olaf, or he might wreck that pretty little face of yours."
Violet shuddered, and the bald man gave a high-pitched giggle and left the room. The Baudelaire children, alone in the kitchen, found themselves breathing heavily, as if they had just run a long distance. Sunny continued to wail, and Klaus found that his eyes were wet with tears as well. Only Violet didn't cry, but merely trembled with fear and revulsion, a word which here means an unpleasant mixture of horror and disgust. For several moments, none of them could speak.
"This is terrible, terrible," Klaus said finally. "Violet, what can we do?"
"I don't know," she said. "I'm afraid."
"Me too," Klaus said.
"Hucks,"
Sunny said, as she stopped crying.
"Let's have some dinner,"
someone shouted from the dining room, and the theatre troupe began pounding on the table in strict rhythm, which is an exceedingly rude thing to do.
"We'd better serve the puttanesca," Klaus said, "or who knows what Count Olaf will do to us."
Violet thought of what the bald man had said about wrecking her face and nodded. The two of them looked at the pot of bubbling sauce, which had seemed so cosy while they were making it, and now looked like a vat of blood. Then, leaving Sunny behind in the kitchen, they walked into the dining room, Klaus carrying a bowl of the interestingly shaped noodles, and Violet carrying the pot of puttanesca sauce and a large ladle with which to serve it. The theatre troupe was talking and cackling, drinking again and again from their wine cups, and paying no attention to the Baudelaire orphans as they circled the table serving everyone dinner. Violet's right hand ached from holding the heavy ladle. She thought of switching to her left hand, but because she was right-handed, she was afraid she might spill the sauce with her left hand, which could enrage Count Olaf again. She stared miserably at Olaf's plate of food and found herself wishing she had bought poison at the market and put it in the puttanesca sauce. Finally, they were through serving, and Klaus and Violet slipped back into the kitchen. They listened to the wild, rough laughter of Count Olaf and his theatre troupe, and they picked at their own portions of food, too miserable to eat.